Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha, presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parshas Bamidbar, that is Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. And Sefer Bamidbar ushers in a new era of the Bnei Israel, their travels through the Midbar. This week's Parsha begins with another consensus of the Bnei Israel, continues with the formation they traveled in, and concludes with the elevated status of Shevet Levi. So the Pasuk says, Vaydabar Shalom Moshe, and Hashem spoke to Moshe, Bamidbar Sinai, in Midbar Sinai, Ba'al Maid, in the Ayal Maid, Ba'echad Lechadish Hasheni, on the first of the second month, Bashan Hasheni. On the second year, let's say, some Eretz Mitzrayim, of their going out from the land of Mitzrayim, Lamar saying as follows, and he's about to command him to take a consensus account of the Bnei Israel. Well, let's take a look at Rashi Pasuk Aleph over here. Vaydaber Midbar Sinai Ba'ech L'Chodesh Mitechi Basan L'Fanav Mayna Isim Kol Sha, because how cherished we are to Hashem, that is why He counts us at all times, meaning He counts us so often. Kshatim Mitzrayim Minam, when they left Mitzrayim, He counted them. Uchshanav Ba'egel, when they fell because the Egel Hazav Minan laid the minion on Isarim, He counted them to see how many were left. And when he came to rest his Shekhinah among them, this was about the Mishkan, Minan, he counted them. Be'echad B'Nisan Huka Mishkan, the first of Nisan, the Mishkan was established, and Be'echad B'Ir, Minan, on the first of Ir, which is what we're discussing right now, the Bnei Israel were counted once again. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Beis. What did Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Se'u es Reish Kol Adas Bnei Israel, raise up the head of the assembly of Bnei Israel, which means take account of every single person, L'mishpachaisim, to their families, L'beis Avaisim, to their father's house, B'mispar Shemais, by a number of names, Kol Zachel Google. Every male according to the Gugailas, meaning their head count. Let's take a Gurashi over here. Pasuk Beis, Lemish Bechaisam, Leda Minyan Kol Shevet Veshevet, to know the count of every single Shevet. Lebeis Avaisam, Misha Aviv Mishevet Echer, Ve'im Mishevet Acher, someone whose father was from one Shevet, his mother was from a different Shevet. Yakum Al Shevet Aviv, so he's counted as being part of his father's Shevet. Legugalaisam, what does that mean, their head count? Ide Shkalim Bekal Gugailas, it's according to Shkalim, meaning we're counting shekels, one Bekal per every single head. We're not counting people, we're counting Shkalim, which represent a person. So back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, who's being counted? Mi ben esrim shana v'mala, from 20 years old and up, kol yoytzei tzava b'Yisrael, anyone who could go out to the army in Yisrael, tifkidu oysam letziv oysam, you shall count them according to their armies, atav Aaron, you and Aaron together are going to count them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, kol yoytzei tzava, maga che'en yoytzei b'tzava pachasim ben esrim, this teaches us that the draft age is not less than 20 years old, it's only from 20 years old and up, that's when a person could be drafted into the army. And back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet, we have one more criteria for counting, v'itchem yiyu, and along with you shall be ish ish lamate, one person for each shevet, ish reish leveis avos of who, each man who is the reish leveis avos of, he's the head of his father's household, meaning he's the nasi, he's the head of his shevet. Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet, tells us, v'itchem yiyu, and with you shall be, kishetifkidu oisam, when you're going to count them, you imachem, there shall be with you, nasi kol shevet v'shevet, the nasi, the head of each and every shevet. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk, hey, who are these nasiim? Be'lish maisa anashim, these are the names of the people, asher yamdu mitchem, that shall stand with you. The Reuven for Shevet Reuven, Elitzur ben Shdeir. The Shimon for Shevet Shimon, Shlumi ben Tzur Shadai. The Yehuda Nachshon ben Aminadav. The Yisachar for Shevet Yisachar and Sana ben Tzur. The Zvulun Eliyav ben Chelon. The Vnei Yosef for Yosef. We know that Yosef is split into two Shvatim. So Ephraim for Shevet Ephraim, Elishama ben Amihud, and Lemanashe Gamliel ben Pedatzur. The Vinyamin for Shevet Binyamin Avidam ben Gedaini. The Don Achiezer ben Amishadai. La Asher for Shevet Asher, Bakiel ben Achron. The God Eliyasav ben Deuel. The Naphtali Achirab ben Enon. Ela Kruhe Heida. These are the ones that were called from the assembly. Nisei Matis Avaisam, they are the head of their father's tribes. Rashi Alpha Yisrael Haim, the head of Yisrael's thousands. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tazayin, Elikruah Ha'eda, these are the called ones or the summoned ones of the assembly. Hanikraim L'chol Dvar Chashiv Sheba Eda, they're called or they're summoned for every matter of importance which is relevant to the Eda. Chumash Pasuk Yodzayin, Veikach Meshav Aaron, Moshe and Aaron took Esu Anashim Ha'eda, these men asher nikvu b'shemes, which were specified by name. Rashi over here, Yodzayin tells us Esu Anashim Ha'eda, these men, Es Shneim Asur Nesim Halo, these 12 Nesim, Asher Nikvu, which had been specified, Loi Khan over here, to Maisha B'Shemas, by their names. Pasuk Yudches tells us, Veis Kol Eda Yekilu, and they gather the entire Eda, Be'echad L'Chedesh Hasheni, on the first of the second month, Veis Yaldu Amishpachaisam, Leveis Avaisam, and they establish the genealogy of the families according to the father's house, B'mis Bar Shemas, by number of names, B'ben Esrim Shana V'Amala, Lugul Galaisam, from 20 years old and up, according to the head count. Rashi over here tells us, what does that mean, Veis Yaldu Amishpachaisam, Pasuk Yudches, Heviu Sifrei Yichuseim, they had to bring the Sfarim, they had to bring the documents and all the proof of their Yichus, of their genealogy, of their lineage, Ve'edei Cheskas Leidasam, and witnesses to the fact that they were born to this Shevet, Kol Echad Ve'echad, Lisiaches Al HaShevet, every person had to prove that he was connected to his Shevet. So it wasn't just a Hefker Velt, it wasn't like a person could come and say that I'm part of Yehuda, I'm part of Yisachar. You had to prove which Shevet you were part of, you had to have witnesses and written proof that this was the Shevet that you belonged to. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches, Kasher Tzivah Hashem as Moshe, just like Hashem commanded Moshe, by Yifkedem in Bar Sinai, he counted them in Midbar Sinai. And we're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with learning what the count of Klal Yisrael was. Everyone should have a wonderful day.